filmmaker Tim McCarthy is here to talk about his new Ugandan film project and give us his spin on our LGBT issues. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Charlotte. Good to hear you.
How are you doing?
I'm doing fabulous.
Tell us about your new documentary you're producing.
It's called Voices of the Abasiazi, Creating Allies. Abasiazi is the Ugandan equivalent of the American word queer, and they're trying to reclaim it like we reclaimed queer.
What inspired you to get involved with this project?
Well, of course, as most things are, it's a long and involved story, but in a nutshell, my payback is that I went to Uganda in 1999 to take my HIV back to its homeland, because Uganda is where HIV first showed up in the human population. And I received a great amount of benefit and health from that experience. And for myself, of course, I met gay people when I was there and have maintained relationships with them. But in the past 4 years, American Christians have descended on Uganda and just propagated hate to the point where their government officials are now trying to pass a bill to put gay people to death.
You're talking about Kill the Gay Bill.
Exactly.
So what do you hope to accomplish with this film?
A lot of people in the Western world know of this situation because Western media goes there all the time and reports on it to us. It's, you know, typical Western approach to the issues of Africa. Report back to us, but don't do anything on the ground. This film is fundamentally different from that because it's not geared towards the Westerners. It's made intentionally for Ugandans so that Ugandans can change the situation. They're the ones who vote for the politicians who are trying to pass the Kill the Gays Bill.
Who's working with you on this film?
That's the most important thing. This isn't really my film. This is Pepe Onzima's film. Pepe is a trans man. He just won the Clinton Global Initiative Award last September for his human rights and, of course, gay rights work in Uganda. So this is his dream as well, to be able to go around to his own people and talk to them, you know, face to face. Because honestly, that's the only way that we in our country have gotten to the point where we are is because we have those conversations. This is a way to educate the average Ugandan who doesn't get a chance to go to school, only listens to the radio or the television or the pulpit. This is a way to reach them where they are.
What is your personal commitment to LGBT equality?
Well, let's just say I came out at 13 years old by beating up the local bully. Okay, for calling me a faggot, and haven't gone back since. My entire life, I am a gay video historian. For the past 25 years, I've been traveling the world in search of LGBTI culture. 90 countries so far on all 7 continents. Lots of firsts, like I'm the first reporter credentialed by the White House for gay television. Actually, believe it or not, it was under the Clinton White House in 1993. Lots of different things. The new film, that was a 2012 Oscar nominee, How to Survive a Plague, uses a couple of minutes of my archival footage in it. So I have lots of claims to that one.
What would you like to see the Obama administration accomplish for our LGBT community in the next 4 years?
So I truly appreciate that marriage is such import to people because it allows them to understand their own worth vis-a-vis another person. But I believe that even more primal to dignity is one's ability to work and to have a safe place to live. Equal opportunity in work and housing does not exist for LGBT people in every state in this country. It does not. So I think the real final plank will be to institute job anti-discrimination and both in housing and in work.
You mentioned you were bullied as a teen. You know, LGBTQ teens are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers, and we continue to have numerous teens taking their own lives after facing bullying incidents. What advice would you have for these kids?
The most important thing I can remember being taught when I was younger by people who weren't even my blood relatives, but they cared about me, was that I needed to go with the people that made me do better. I had to seek out people who had expectations of me that were higher than those I had of myself. That's what LGBT youth need to do. I personally support the Al Flooney Center, which is for homeless gay youth in New York City. There are many ways that older gays can support younger ones, particularly in that sort of issue. But directly to every young gay person, yes. For every single person out there that tells you to hate yourself and tells you that you're worthless, there are so many more of us that want to tell you the opposite. you are worth something and that you are someone. And just come listen to us. We're the ones you should be surrounded by and the ones you should listen to.
How can people get information and contribute to your film project?
If they go to Kickstarter.com and go to Provincetown, I'm the only one there. That's the easy thing about Kickstarter. Kickstarter.com, Provincetown, and you'll see voices of the other CIZ. It'll be a K flag surrounded by black people. You can't get a better icon than that. We really would appreciate people's support, and understand that support doesn't just come in a monetary way. Money, of course, is extremely important in this sense, but it's also important just to familiarize yourself with what we're doing, like our project. You know, share it with your friends on Facebook.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
Yes, I think that people want to know why they should support our Kickstarter project, why they should be worried about Uganda with all the gay issues that exist here in this country. The fact of the matter is that's a false argument. The truth is we need to fight homophobia in every place that it exists. And to be very blunt about it, the Ugandan situation exists because of Americans. So it's our obligation to provide them with the tools to solve it for themselves, not to go in there and solve it. That is the big difference between our film. The other aspect about our film is we're not going in there with this angry position about how you are trying to kill us. That's not what's going to create allies in Uganda. What's going to create allies is simply showing them the humanity of their lesbian sisters and gay brothers and their trans partners in their own communities, and talking to them in their own language, not in English. Talking with them through their own traditional healers and traditions that existed before Christianity came to Africa. So please, Kickstarter.com, Provincetown. Voices on the Abasiazi, creating allies.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
Yeah, it truly is what I said earlier to the youth. I mean, go with the people that make you do better. That's why I'm going to Uganda. Because when I see the earnestness and the fairness in their eyes and the fight that they have to wage over there, I want to be with them. I want to be with them because it makes me a better person. Join us, and you too will be a better person.